My name is Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, last name Rich, R-I-C-H, and I'm CEO of the Iowa Lottery.
Terry, can you tell us your thoughts on today's proceedings?
We're pleased with the agreement that has been reached in the Tipton cases. We understand that this agreement, if approved by a judge in Iowa, it should resolve the pending criminal court proceedings relating to the attempt to claim the 2010 Hot Lotto jackpot in Iowa, as well as other lottery prizes paid in Wisconsin, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Colorado.
There were a lot of people involved in this investigation, right?
You know, we're thankful for the extensive work in this nationwide lottery investigation by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, the Iowa Attorney General's Office, and authorities from around the country. I'm also grateful for the support of former Governor Terry Branstad and current Governor Kim Reynolds, because they put the priority placed on protecting the integrity of the lottery systems here in Iowa.
Are you happy that this case is wrapping up?
As these cases reach conclusion, we look forward to the process to help answer any remaining questions about exactly what occurred. We think this information will be valuable to the Iowa Lottery and lottery industry as a whole to help us safeguard our games and also to protect our players.
And the Iowa Lottery has been pretty aggressive all throughout this.
Look, we've said all along that the Iowa Lottery will follow the facts of this investigation wherever they may lead. I'm pleased to say we are one step closer to the end of that road today.
Are lottery games still fair to play here in Iowa?
I continue to have confidence that Iowa Lottery games offered today are fair.
What security measures have you put in place?
Our lottery has strong layers of security in place, and that's to protect the players, lottery games, and lottery prizes.
Have you changed anything?
Well, we'll continue to enhance the layers of security. That's all in an effort to protect the integrity of our lottery games.